Paul, you have back-to-back games coming. Have you decided how to use your goalies in them?
I have a plan, yeah.
And are you going to say who's starting tomorrow?
No.
Can you talk a little bit about having the two young guys as your goalie tandem now?
You know, we've liked them. We know we've got some depth in our organization there, and we've needed it now with Andre's injury. Hutch had been such a critical piece to our team finding its identity last year. It's November and really a lot of the games straight through to kind of have coming back after the game in St. Louis late in the year. And then, you know, another injury and another young guy comes in, and I don't think there's enough time on the clock yet to know exactly what we've got, but Connor's looked the way he did in training camp and his last year, almost similar pass, really good American League years, coming in ready, sharp, and playing well. So we tested the depth a little bit here, and we're pretty fortunate.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't realize it was me. You've had so many back-to-back situations, games already. Obviously, we know what the drawbacks to that are, but does practice make perfect? Can you get better at back-to-backs by having a lot of them?
Well, we've had... I guess you can. I don't think that the back-to-back in itself is that daunting. It's when you wrap it in other games. So it's the 5-8s. That's a bigger challenge. And we felt that in Colorado, struggled in the first period. I really liked that we played in the last two periods really strong. And then prior to that, we had a tough game in Montreal, but it played really well in our back-to-back and had been very strong on the front end of it. So there's no mental block to that. What we haven't seen is a team on the same footing as us in back-to-backs, and we will with Chicago coming in. They played the night before too, so that'll be the first. So that game is our 17th road game, 7th. Back-to-back situation that has not been easy, but I think we've handled pretty well. The game in Montreal, we didn't play well. Other than that, we played pretty darn well in those back-to-backs. I liked our game in Chicago.
Paul, after a very congested November, how has the schedule here in December really helped you guys?
Just some practice time and some time at home. It's nice to work on things other than couple of drills to kind of get ready for that next day or not. So we had our first set of back-to-back practices at home in early December, and the last time that happened was the 22nd and 3rd of October, I think. We're going to get back into the same concept. When we get into March, we play every other night for the rest of the season with a back-to-back in there included. So we'll get to the point we don't practice again. But I felt in that second road trip, we started to look a little bit fatigued. And being able to come back home, I think you saw it in Chicago. We had good jump, especially later in the game. I thought we were really strong in the second period. And you can see it in practice for the most part. Our practice prior to Washington, that game was the strongest we'd skated in practice in over a month. I mean, we looked good.
Have you guys talked at all about the potential of letting Nick Ehlers play in the World Junior Championship?
No.
Are there any, is that discussion coming, or is it not even a discussion?
Well, it won't come from me. I won't start that discussion.
Are there any merits?
I'm a big fan of the World Junior Tournament. Love watching it. I think it's great experience for those guys. I think once you get to the National Hockey League and you're playing in somebody's top nine or top six on the back end, you're an important component to the team.
And typically, I guess, teams don't let those guys go down then to play in it. Is that the way it's happened in the past?
Not a player that you're relying on to win games. I mean, not a guy, especially if a guy's played there before, he's had the experience, or a player that, this is the end game. The NHL is where they're trying to get to. They use those experiences to better prepare themselves for the NHL, and they've made the NHL. I don't know that they need to go back and redo that.
And you don't see him needing a boost of confidence in offense or anything?
No, this is all about learning the game. This is I'm not worried about Nick Ehlers' offense. He's going to have his stretches in his career where the puck's not going in the net, where he will go from being a good NHLer to a great NHLer is all the other pieces that happen around his offense.